This week, we talked about the Obama administration's plan to set aside 2,100 square miles in the Atlantic Ocean for offshore wind farms. Mariah of Boston said we neglected to mention the acoustic impact on marine mammals. During construction, she writes, each wind farm will require a geophysical survey that uses seismic booms. And then, in building the wind farms, the intensely loud and powerful pile drivers. Places that already have offshore wind farms don't have large whales in their waters. We also spoke recently with New York Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, who made the case that traditional pension plans, those guaranteed retirement checks for state workers, are better than private investment plans like 401ks because, he said, the traditional plans are cheaper for the state and workers give up pay up front for retirement packages later. John from Providence, Rhode Island, said traditional pensions also keep public employees honest.
Deferred compensation for police officers and for municipal employees is the ultimate deterrent and sanction against their wrongful conduct, against bribery and against wrongdoing, because that deferred compensation can be taken away.
We also got a lot of reaction to our interview with Patrick Sims, who wrote in Outside Magazine about his quest to catch a bike thief. He told of an underworld of stolen bikes, resold or cannibalized into new Frankenbikes. Well, 8 Evan wrote to say he used to volunteer for Plan B in New Orleans. They make bikes out of donated parts, and he's afraid Patrick's story will make people think they were stolen as well. And Dana Katz from Philadelphia sent her own story. After several bikes were stolen, she looped barbed wire around one, glued on little army men. But after 9/11, her act of defiance was misinterpreted.
The next day in the newspaper, there was a picture of my bicycle that was interpreted by a journalist as some patriot Americans, is expressing artistically their need for revenge. And it was just wrong target.
And finally, we want to thank everyone who tried to help us beat Words with Friends expert William Spaniel. He still whooped us, 436 to 374. You can see the final board at hereandnow.org, where you can also leave your thoughts on anything.